This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Now, let us look at the reasons behind marriage breakdown. There are a number of reasons, and those reasons can be classified into different ways. Everyone, every speaker who wants to speak about these reasons can classify them the way he likes. I chose a specific classification just because the nature of this lecture influenced me to have this kind of classification. First of all, one of the main reasons behind marriage breakdown is both parties are committing big or major sins not related to marriage. Okay? Both parties are making or committing major sins not related to marriage. The other classification or the other reason for that is both parties are committing sins related to marriage. Now, what do I mean by committing sins not related to their matrimonial life? Among the reasons for marriage breakdown, maybe you can consider it is the main reason behind most of the marriage breakdown, that each party is having an illegal sexual relationship with other people. Either the husband is having some illicit relationship with other women, or the wife herself is having some illicit relationship with other men. You might be surprised that, is it happening within the Muslim community? Yes, it is happening. I'm not talking about the non-Muslim community, because you can say that this is something unfortunately normal within the non-Muslim community. But this is expected because of the because of many other things, because of the moral decline, etc., etc., because of the belief system, again, because of many other reasons. But to have this happening within the Muslim communities is something not acceptable. You know, within the non-Muslim community, they said on average, the person who is reaching the age of 40, if he is a wife, he has nine partners, okay, lifetime partners. If he is a black, he has 6 life partners. If he is an Indian, he has on average 2. If he is a Pakistani, he has on average 1 life partner. Which means that they are used to this, that a person is married or he is not married, but he is having maybe a life partner. During that time, he will have another lifetime partner. Or he will just leave the first life partner and move to the second life partner, etc., etc. But having this within the Muslim community means a married man having an illegal sexual relationship or an illegal relationship with other women. This is really something that is totally not acceptable. And one of the main reasons, many people would ask, but why do men do this? Why do women do this? One of the cause reasons, okay, the root causes behind having this kind of relationship is free mixing. From experience, okay, this free mixing is really a very evil thing. It destroys families. And in many cases, we see some men coming and they are saying that my wife, he is talking about his wife, he started to develop a relationship with some, okay, man. And maybe that man, he is a family friend, or she developed the relationship with that man through work, and sometimes she is seeking khul' from her husband to go and escape with that man that she came to know through work. Or in some cases, the woman gets to know a man through internet. And I do remember that a man came to me once and he has 5 children, okay? And he said that his wife developed a relationship with a man through internet, and that man was living in another country. And then his wife started to have problems with her husband and later on escaped with that man. Imagine to that situation. On the other hand, men, okay, because of free mixing, slowly they develop a haram relationship with other women. طبعاً, when their wives know about this, it becomes really a disaster and the problem escalates, and normally the marriage ends up with a breakdown. And unfortunately, once that happens, the man, he is he is losing his first wife, and the man again, he is losing the second lady, because a man will never trust a lady whom he was involved with her in an illicit relationship. He will never trust her. Even if he promised her to get married to her, he might get married to her, but after some time, he will just keep away from her. Similarly, this thing happens between a wife who is developing a relationship with a stranger. This is, okay, one thing. The other thing, and back to the issue of freemixing and how it develops. Sometimes we are a little bit easy in terms of the social gathering, and sometimes we are not really observing the Islamic etiquettes. And I do remember that one lady rang me and she said to me that she is looking for a Muslim country where she can be stoned. I said to her, sister, why? She said, what happened is that a few years back, a man who is a family friend, he started to develop a relationship with her, and she was trying to kick him out. And that man hunted her when she was emotionally, okay, in need for the presence of a man. She had problems with her husband, and her husband used to leave her for a few days, and he used to travel abroad for maybe a few weeks. And during that time, she feels, okay, alone, and she has any emotional vacuum, etc., plus the problems that she has with her husband. And that man, out of the evilness of that man, he knew about her situation, and he knew, because he's a family friend, when her husband leaves, and he approached her, he started to develop a relationship with her, and he asked her to have a full sexual relationship with her, and she fell into that mistake, and she committed that crime. And then she said, I woke up and I did not realize what I have happened, and I was about to commit suicide, etc., etc. I promised myself that I will not do it again. And then she said, after a few weeks, this man came again and he said, you must allow me to do this with you. And she said, no way, etc., etc. Okay, whether she didn't have done it the second time or whatever. Anyway, that she said, I could control myself and I could kick this person away, and nothing happened after that. After a few years, the same man who had this illegal sexual relationship with this woman, he had many, okay, sexual relationships with other friends' wives. And then they found out about him. And then every single one of this group, he started to doubt his wife. So every single one, he used to go to his wife, and he used to question her, did you have any kind of relationship with this man? He used to visit us, he used to visit you, when I used to travel, etc., etc. Until the husband of this lady came to her, and he said to her, I used to travel, and this man used to come. You must tell me, have you had any problem with him? Have you had any kind of relationship with him? And she said, this man, she said, I was telling lies, but now I am burning from inside. And now I want to put an end, because I am being tortured. This is, my conscience is torturing me. Of course, this is a big problem. And she said, my husband, he started to have the doubt, and he left me, and I am alone now with the children, suffering, and even this subconscious torture that I am facing on a daily basis, I want to put an end to it. So this is really an evil thing. That's why we always say we must observe the Islamic etiquette about this issue. This is one thing. Another thing is, okay, this is one major area, which is committing major sins, not related to matrimonial life, but outside the matrimonial life. Now, related to this, committing some sins related to that, even if it is not full sexual relationship, but many women,